Philip Semper PF, the user generated this date is 02/27/2025. Dictation is for Sophia Gischel. Gischel spells G-I-S-C-H-E-L. Sophia spells S-O-P-H-I-E. Date of birth is 10/01/2006. This is an 18-year-old child here with a sore throat, period. Patient status, symptoms started approximately 2 days ago. Says she started having runny nose, then it migrated to sore throat, period. Says she was exposed, she's in school and she was may have been exposed to others with similar symptoms, period. And says she's been taking NyQuil with no improvement, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history. These are negative. Next paragraph, family history, cancer, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease in mom, dad. Next paragraph, past medical history, supraventricular tachycardia. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Open parentheses, over-the-counter NyQuil, close parentheses. Allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports headache. Said headache is not the worst of her life. Gradual onset, rated pain is 3/10. Which she said has improved so far, period. Next paragraph, patient reports runny nose. Says the discharge from her nose is clear. Says she has nasal congestion, period. Next paragraph, cough. Patient says cough is dry, non-productive, period. Next paragraph, patient reports myalgia. Next paragraph, and she reports chills, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 114/71, pulse 111, temperature 102.0. Patient was given 1 gram of Tylenol. And Toradol 30 milligrams IM. Next paragraph, physical exam, correction, throat mildly injected, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudate present, no trismus, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, she's tachycardic at 111, has a history of supraventricular tachycardia, period. Next paragraph, respiration 18. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and recurring and nurse routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza A. Assessment number 2 is fever. Number 3, myalgia. Number 4, chills. Number 5, sore throat. Number 6, headache, period. Next paragraph, after injection and Tylenol given to patient, she was observed in the clinic for approximately 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports improvement. She says she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she doesn't get better, period. And she says she understands. She indicated that her appetite is normal and she feels like eating. Says she's been drinking well all day, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 14 days. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID PRN for fever / pain. The next paragraph, in the clinic today, we did the following tests: strep, negative, flu, positive for flu A, COVID, negative, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.